Excuse me, Mr. Oz, you can't go in there right now.
Linda, this is an emergency. Cancel his calls.
He just got back from the doctor, Mr. Oz. Please, he's not seeing anyone right now.
Oh, no, don't worry. He'll see me. Mr. Chairman, how's it going today?
Gavin, whatever it is, I do not care. And I will not tolerate this abhorrent intrusion.
Mr. Croft, I've just been informed of a serious security breach within Project Art Dream, and I think you're the man to talk to about it.
Whatever this involves, and let me be very clear about this, I expect you'll handle it. Is that understood?
Oh, I am handling. Don't worry. Just a couple questions. For starters, I need you to tell me what you already know about this breach.
Nothing, of course. You're just bringing this to me now.
Let me back up a little bit. Well, it happened at Facility 12, which is the facility that you just returned from, sir.
And who told you that?
Oh, you know what it is I do for the committee. What I'm responsible for, I have plenty of sources.
Then let me also make this clear. My personal travel is officially exempt from your counterintelligence activities. If I find anyone from Garnet looking into my personal affairs, I'll terminate that individual and their immediate supervisor with extreme prejudice. Are we clear?
Second, what do you know about the cookbook?
I make it my business to know anything and everything about every single project that we run here, and that is my role. Your role is to protect our secrets, and I get the sense that you're deflecting your own failures with these pointless questions.
The eggheads at Art Dream put a ridiculous level of security around the artifact itself. Don't worry, that's perfectly secure. But the practical applications team, and we have, I'm sure you know, over a dozen different projects, working separately on 37 different practical applications as we speak. They utilize a shared digital copy of the artifacts, and then four separate printed copies, complete copies. They store these copies in unmarked binders, which the security is, well, I guess it's lacking. It was reported to me today that one of those binder sets was found filled with unrelated documents. That's one whole copy completely missing.
So that sounds like you should find it. You don't need me to tell you how to do your job, I expect?
Well, it's just that this coincides with your unscheduled and undocumented trip to Facility 12. So, third, sir, is there anything you want to tell me about your visit?
Nope.
Are you sure you did not observe anything or anyone acting unusual during your trip?
We're not going to talk any further about my personal activities, which have nothing to do with this incident. We both know that there's people that you could be speaking to right now who can give you the information that you require. But you came to me, Gavin. You think you're very clever. That's your problem. If you think you can entangle me in this mess, your mess, Gavin, you're a fool. I'm going to make sure that this security disaster falls fatally on your shoulders. Solve this, or it'll be your head that the committee receives. And I'll serve it to them on a fucking platter. I got
the time. All of you are in this Land Rover, going up the spiraling road leading to the Torsa Mansion, which can be seen from quite far away. In fact, as soon as you docked and you began driving, where it indicates with a little signpost, Torsa Mansion, you can already see it. It kind of stands above the rest of the island, in a way, towers over it. It takes maybe a 10-minute drive. Plenty of patches of it seems, dead trees. It is the winter, after all. And everything is covered in this very light snow, and it's not a perfect layer everywhere. There's some patches that have rock and dead grass. But you drive all the way there, kind of a bumpy road, and eventually you see that it opens into a larger... There's a gate that is open, a metallic kind of gothic gate. And you see close to the actual entrance of the mansion is what seems to be a pre-designated parking area where there are hundreds of cars.
Wow. Hundreds?
Of all kinds. But what is shared among all of them is that they are ostentatious, luxurious, and very in your face. There's also lots of black SUVs and very nondescript cars that are kind of like Land Rovers, for example, that are there. But what really stands out are the like red Lamborghinis, the Ferraris.
Hey, Land Rovers are pretty ostentatious.
They are.
Don't discredit the Land Rover.
The ones that are there are a bit less colored, we'll say.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you see that there's a couple of valets that are there to take care of the whole thing. As you arrive, other cars are maybe behind you or some kind of are in the process of parking. As soon as you arrive, you see that there's a valet that kind of does a sign for you to kind of stop.
Yeah, go ahead. I think you're driving, Jan.
Yep, just does a sign for you to go there, kind of park. Maybe like you kind of have to go in reverse and everything. It's a bit of a technical parking, but it's so easy for you.
Sir, what do you want us to do with the luggage? Look at David when I say this.
Oh, okay. I think we should just follow suit. So, you know, if we see other groups are carrying in their luggage, or if they're having valets carry it in or whatever, it sounds like, well, I guess we don't know yet, but we might just be staying here in this fucking castle.
Well, for security reasons, sir, no one else touches your bags.
Okay, well then I guess I'll carry them.
I'll take care of it, sir.
Don't look too out of the ordinary.
You saying that to Ivan?
I'm saying it to all three of us.
Copy.
Just kind of stare at you blankly.
And you brought up Ivan. We should have like cover names. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'll be Yuri. That's a Russian sounding name that I know.
I like it.
Is Crawford going to be Russian? Are we going with that card?
Probably better that I'm American.
That's kind of what I was thinking, with the bright red hair. So you could call yourself whatever you want.
I guess I'll call him Ivan.
Sure, why not?
What does Ivan mean in English? It's like John or something. Like, it's a super common.
It is common.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I don't know, what should we call what should we call Jan? What do you think?
What about...
Could be Vladimir.
Nah, a little too wordy.
Vlad?
I'll take Vlad. I'll go with it, yeah.
I'm still Ivan. I'm fine with
still
that.
Still Ivan? Okay.
But it was my like Russian nickname because I'm American. I'm American, yeah. Consultant.
We call you Ivan.
Okay. You do see, you would have spotted that some people, maybe like someone arrived just a bit before you. And they do seem to be carrying luggage, or not a ton of it, but a small, you know, small luggage.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have a ton either, I don't think, no. Right? Because our equipment's coming later.
Yeah, this clothes and common items that we would normally bring, that the non-suspicious common items.
Yeah.
So yeah, I take Yuri's case and my own case. Ivan, you take his own luggage.
Okay.
He can carry it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So do you follow suit? There seems to be a main entrance. You see that it's kind of surrounded by ivy that has grown on top of this arch in these large wooden double doors with kind of like these lion faces and these circulars I can't remember the exact name, but you use them to knock on them.
Yeah, door knockers, right?
Door knockers, yeah, yeah. Yep. Very fancy wooden doors, engraved and carved. It's a mansion, all right.
It sounds pretty fancy.
Yep.
And it's, like, gothic themed and everything.
It is in dark gray stone. It's not quite a castle. It really is still a mansion, but it's vast. It has a large tower on its left side that ends in kind of like a spiraling tiled rooftop. You see that it stretches a little bit kind of farther into the woods as well. It has wings, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to, as you kind of look at it, kind of approaching it, going up a couple of steps, going to the door, you count three floors.
Okay.
So like the main ground floor and two floors above. Maybe a basement, you don't know. There's nothing that indicates it as you approach.
I'm immediately building a mental map.
Yep.
As we're entering the space.
Yep.
You kind of realize with all these stretching wings and everything and these floors, this place could be a maze.
And it sounds like we need to go... It sounds like there's something underneath it, too, which should be interesting to find out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go through the process, you know, get moved in, it sounds like is what's happening
yep.
here. We're all bringing our luggage in. We need to find out where our rooms are. And then I've got some things to do from there.
Mm-hmm.
10-4.
So do you enter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You kind of push in the doors and you're greeted, first of all, by a very nice-looking red carpet that stretches all the way to a main hall. You see that as soon as you enter, some kind of servant or employee kind of approaches, very nicely dressed in beautiful shined shoes. Seems to be like a young man, maybe start of his 30s, completely bald. Arrives, has kind of like an open book in his hand and kind of looks at you, enter, and says, names?
Would we have been able to go through some process to like get our names on a list?
I hope so.
I'd say so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give them our cover names then.
We got yep. invites, right?
Yep. So you give this young man your names. He just kind of looks at you, writes them down, and simply replies as soon as you give them the name. Nods and says, second floor, room 2C.
Thank you. Yeah, so start heading up.
And as you enter as well, you kind of hear, it's quite faint from where you are, but this very nice, plain classical music that is not from a speaker. That's obvious. That's from a live band. That's from actual musicians playing. They're playing classics. Beethoven, Vivaldi, all the very kind of... You kind of enter and it's almost stereotypical in how fancy this is.
Mm-hmm.
You see other people kind of walk to and fro. Lots of waiters, employees. You see people kind of carrying very nice silver trays with glasses of champagne in them. Little kind of things to... Little canapes to eat. Others kind of carrying full meals as well. Even though it's quite early. So it seems that people are eating, maybe breakfast and everything. Drinking as well.
Sure.
See mimosas pass.
Getting some room service.
Yeah, there maybe there's room service. And you do see other people, guests, that are here. That are all finely dressed. And are kind of engaging in chit-chat. It seems to open into a larger room. But you're a bit far away to... hear what people are doing there, just kind of having a look.
And we'll, at least David will sort of follow suit with the social niceties.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it looks like there are people from different groups that are socializing a little bit, you know, he won't avoid talking to other people.
Okay.
He might not go out of his way to strike up a conversation yet, but he'll, you know, be polite, courteous, social.
Okay. So, you... Guys get moved in, you go put your stuff into the given room.
I think we gotta go to our room.
Do we have one, two, three rooms? What do we have here? We have one key, right?
Yeah, you were given one key.
One room.
What's it like?
So you go up the stairs looking at where you're gonna be sleeping?
Mm.
Yeah, and I wanna check it for bugs.
Okay. Oh yeah, me too.
Okay, yep. You go there, you see that there's spiraling staircases on two sides of the wings of this mansion. But that, as you take these staircases, you kind of go next to a very large open, it looks like a meeting room with a 40-foot long table that seems to be of like granite and very beautiful kind of wooden chairs all around. You see not all of them are occupied at the moment. People are just kind of chatting, eating. There's these nice kind of marble columns as well that kind of support the higher floors. So essentially, whether you're on the second or third floor, if you go in the middle of the mansion, it opens up on this large meeting room.
Please, please tell me that the 40-foot long table is one solid slab of granite.
Yep. That's amazing. Exactly right. It's just a large
amazing
slab.
I'm just picturing what it took to move that in here.
Pain, lots of pain. Back
they
pain.
Built the house around it.
Probably a helicopter, actually. If not two. You gotta go up the stairs and you gotta get lost a bit for a second, but eventually you're gonna find, okay, 2A, 2B, 2C. You go to a room, and it's an actual, like, suite. It's not just one bedroom. It's like an actual apartment.
Wow.
That opens into bedrooms. You have a small kitchenette. You have a fridge. Everything top of the line. For the 90s, at least.
Yep.
It's in this very, again, this kind of same castle style, essentially. There's a suit of armor in the actual suite.
Oh my god.
It's all kind of show-off and almost kitsch in a way. But you have your quarters.
I checked the suit of armor for bugs.
Yeah, I got it. Well, do we have... How many bedrooms do we have?
Three.
Okay, well, perfect. All right.
The suit of armor is bugged.
And do you say it is bugged?
Yep. There's a microphone in the
helmet. Oh my god. Amazing.
You just kind of enter, you're like, no way.
No.
And you just kind of like disassemble the helmet. There's a small microphone right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jan and I are checking everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with bedroom number one and then begin with a methodical search, you know, from one corner, one wall in a clockwise manner and beginning to search the whole room in a systematic fashion.
Yep.
And then, you know, when this was done, I move on to the next bedroom and we work all the exteriors till we get to the central room. And it could take a while, but this we got to work the process.
You find two more. It takes a while. It does take a while, like it's an hour, 2 hours.
He's like unscrewing light bulbs. He's taking off electric plates. He's looking at phone jacks. He's doing the whole, look at the bottom of stools and tables. We have just shots of him all every possible place people. We have hidden bugs in our professional career.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got a familiarity with this. Yeah, all the places plus all the other places I wouldn't think of hiding a freaking bug.
Mm-hmm. You see that there's they are indeed in really crazy spots. One is like assembled in a screw of the fridge.
Oh my god.
And another one, there's a very tasteful paint, like a Renaissance painting of Prometheus giving fire to man, and one is in the painting.
Oh, snip the wire is sufficient for that one. I don't
want to. Yes. Well, you can ruin the painting if you want, but you're like, but you do find the wire and everything. I'd like for everyone to make a sand roll of realizing the extent of how surveilled this is.
I mean, two of us work in like espionage.
So I got a 22. So yeah.
No. Yeah.
Day at the park for me.
Oh, I got a 21, which miraculously is a success.
I got a 77.
Oh my god.
There we go.
He's never been in this kind of environment.
No, you haven't.
No, this is crazy for you.
I'll say you lose one from helplessness. It's not crazy, but it's like, god, is every suite like this?
I imagine, like, you see Jan and David, like, set our bags down and immediately set to work, like, going about, and you're... And so one of David's... So he has a mental disorder that is paranoia, right? So that's like, that kind of stuff is first on his mind immediately.
Yep.
And Michael's probably thinking like, man, this guy really is paranoid. But then we start coming back with like actual bugs. Like we're finding what we're looking for.
We're going to get piled in the middle of the suite with all the bugs we found, basically.
You just hear like, you hear Jan say, got one from the end of his own bedroom or something.
Is there a fireplace in this suite?
No.
Ah, too bad.
No.
If there was, it would be bugged.
Yes, probably.
So when that's done...
Yeah, so what are we doing with them? Are we destroying them? What are we doing with them?
I cut or pulled all the ones I found.
Okay.
Yeah.
I imagine we're not the only people doing this. Like, I can't imagine other groups that are at a place like this are not going to check for bugs.
Makes sense to me.
Our luggage is in its proper places. Everything, we're all moved in. Let's meet up. Let's powwow here. Let's figure out what we want to do. What's today? What's today's date? What day is it?
Hang on. Do we feel pretty confident that we got everything?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I didn't make you guys roll because I know you have crazy alertness, good search as well, and frankly, you just paranoid as shit. So
yep.
Yep. So today it is. Hold on. It is. I said a week from the 7th. So
the 14th.
And you're there in advance.
So the 12th.
Yeah, you're there the 12th.
Let's do the 12th. Okay, give us 2 days till the auction.
Yep.
Here's what my thinking is. I think that Vlad is going to change into his jogging clothes and get some exercise. That's what I'm going to do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna jog the island. I need to look at a couple places I need to eye as far as seeing possible docks, other locations that our satellite surveillance didn't cover. So I'm going to do a reconnaissance on foot and jog for 1.5-2 hours or whatever. Kind of get some work of sweat up. Maybe you just mingle. Make some friends. Do your thing.
Yep. What is Crawford going to be doing?
Maybe Crawford can examine this this castle for us. Find what we can't see. The other levels that we're not allowed to travel in. I don't know, whatever. What can you do, Crawford? What kind of expertise do you have that can help us out?
I'm going to roll because I have 2 good ideas. We'll go...
Oh.
Okay.
We'll go try to find the basement.
Okay. Very good.
Because that sounded the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Crawford, how are your map drawing skills? Can you make a map for me with what you find?
Absolutely.
I want us to work on putting together a map of every floor of this building. While we're here, we need to surveil the entire building as much as we can see. I need a full layout of every floor, every nook and cranny, every basement.
Resident Evil style with like all the locks
absolutely
depicted. And
man, I have a 0 in art. I didn't even...
Oh no!
I don't even think I've read that art was on the character sheet until now. I was like, "Damn!"
Navigation.
Navigation. Yep. Anybody?
50%.
That's my boy.
Yep.
That's my boy.
That's very good.
Yep.
I like Crawford. I got 40. You're better than me at that.
I got 10.
So navigate, like, his spatial reasoning is really good. He's going to be able to explain where he's been and everything. Yep. Right? That's
all I need. We're going to work together on this. We're going to create a 3D map of this whole building and the structure. We got to map the structure, the locations of all of our adversaries, and if we could find that item, that would be fantastic. And we'll put a plan together once we got our intel done.
Yep.
We got 2 days to come up with a good plan here, so
mm-hmm.
Let's get to it.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Who wants to start?
All right. So, I mean, Jan's just going to go change. He's going to go change into some jogging clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he looks the part, the shoes, the pants, the whole thing. And maybe a typical Russian tracksuit would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for this.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
And I'm gonna go for a run and go run the island and take a look at what we got.
Sure. You see that it's snowing a bit more after more than in the morning when you arrive. But there's not a lot of ice. It's not cold enough for it to be icy, I'd say. Kind of jog through. You have more than enough time to jog like the whole island.
That's my plan.
It's gonna take you maybe, I'd say like an hour and a half, something like that.
Perfect. Yeah.
You jog. It's a nice jog. You do see, as you're farther away, eventually you see a helicopter land. You see that the helipad is like behind, from where you entered. It's behind the mansion, not on the left, but on the right, because the left is pretty much the parking. And it's kind of hidden by some trees. Not close to the helipad, of course. That's suicide. But kind of like hiding it in a way.
What, the helicopter landed in a different spot? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's landing in the mansion helipad. Just that the helipad is kind of like...
Okay.
Neatly tucked away and hidden from view from the mansion.
Yep.
Because that'd be ugly to look at, right?
Sure.
So you see one land. You see that like the roads are quite bumpy. Made a good choice taking a Land Rover. A good solid vehicle. Good suspension. You see that it stretches again. It kind of like serpents through the island and kind of links to other smaller islands. You do find a small, what seems to be like a very small beach. Tiny, very tiny. Any cove. A bit of a rocky cove. It's nothing incredible to look at. Quite small.
But I could land a boat there. Like a small craft at least, right?
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
You have a good military science?
Yeah, I think it's a 60. Let me see. He's a 60, yeah.
Could be where your stuff is. So there's this. You kind of jog around. You hear like someone in the, like a bit farther from where you just ran, revving up their engine and just kind of doing donuts or like showing off their race car. And eventually you kind of circle back. You didn't spot much else. It's a very isolated island. You found this small cove, and strangely enough, you did not find that kind of where that other dock could possibly be.
Yeah.
You don't know where this is, which leaves only a couple of possibilities.
If I make it back in time to the house, I might try to explore some of those cliffs or the areas around the house. You know, where I think it might be. So I'm worried there's a cove or a cave or something, or a cliff face. There might be something under the hidden.
I think there's a cave, yeah.
Probably, yeah, something that would be hidden from satellite view that I would have to actually eyeball as I'm kind of going on the perimeter of the island.
Yep. Give me a navigate roll.
14. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
You kind of circle back, and you found this small cove, this small beach. That's not hidden at all. It's just tiny. On the right side of the island, essentially, while the small cove is on the left, you do see like a bit of a rocky outcropping, like a small arm that kind of stretches into the sea, and you kind of lean down to have a look, and you do see what seems to be some kind of cave.
Mm-hmm.
That you would absolutely not see in satellite view. It's quite dark.
Yeah. How close is this cave to where the castle is?
Quite close.
I guess, yeah, my little senses are kind of connecting those two.
How much deeper is it? What's the elevation difference?
Something like 30 meters, give or take. So quite...
Oh, okay.
Quite deep, but not...
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. There's a large cliffside on the island, but not here.
I mean, if that connects to the mansion, that's pretty deep. That's like 8 to 10 floors of underground in the mansion.
Yeah. So just mental note this. Mental note where it is, where it might be. Kind of eyeball a theory in my head of where this cave might lead to. And I'll keep exploring the perimeter of the island. Just make sure I didn't miss anything.
Yep. Continue exploring, having a look at the perimeter, and then that's... You feel like you did a pretty good job. Yeah, that's what you found.
And yeah, I'll make my return. And I'll let the other guys do their thing.
Let's do some schmoozing.
So David's going to put on some kind of a suit. He's going to try to dress a little more in any kind of like customary Russian stuff. So like any particular jewelry that would be common for social elite in Russia, that sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also he's going to immediately try to get a drink in his hand.
Okay. Takes maybe 5 seconds until you're offered a drink.
Yeah. You just snatch one off a plate or something.
Yep. Just this kind of young woman, kind of just blank face, just does like a polite nod, grab it, going on your merry way.
Yep.
And you see people from all walks of life. All of them are very well dressed, but all kinds of different styles,
sure.
From all around the world as well, that are discussing, eating. Some of the exchanges seem a bit nastier. Like sometimes you hear a couple of insults and everything, but nothing violent.
Mm-hmm.
You see lots of people dressed in just these black suits, black sunglasses, earpieces in their ears that are just kind of there. Kind of looking sometimes, but they don't. They're like blocks of ice. They don't move.
Like the security.
It looks that way.
Yeah. Those 8 guys hanging out with our mystery man.
Mm-hmm. And on that topic, you do see this mystery man. This quite tall, very tall man, has like a large Greek nose, kind of slicked back gray hair, a bit of a stubble, wearing a beautiful suit and a very nice Rolex, is currently just sitting alone at the table of this huge, well, table, this slab.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Currently just kind of playing on his plate and kind of eating what seems to be like some kind of shrimp. Has a mimosa next to him, takes a small sip, looks bored, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm going to keep him in mind, but I don't want to approach him first. But I think I would probably try to find an existing group of two or more people who don't seem to know each other, who are already talking.
Yep.
And inject myself into that kind of conversation.
So you see two women kind of talking. One, you kind of talk like, oh, sort of the pharmaceutical, you know, the properties are quite good, but we're trying to make the product less potent, because then they're going to need to buy more. You understand? And you see the other woman is like, oh, yes, that makes a lot of, that's good marketing. Sounds like good marketing to me.
So I'll come up there and kind of interrupt and say, you know, and again, in a Russian accent the whole time, but I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why make the product less potent if you could make it more potent and sell smaller doses?
So they kind of turn, kind of look at you. They look at each other for a moment and say, well, we haven't really thought about that.
My name is Yuri Petrikov. He'll introduce himself yeah. as also being in pharmaceuticals. And he'll say, I'm not really one of the eggheads that come up with all of these plans and stuff, but I've heard from some of the people that I have working for me that it can be a good idea, because you can make the same amount and sell it twice as many times, or more realistically, 40 more times.
Well, that's quite fucking, that's genius. We're ought to bring that up the branch. And they offer their hand and everything and say, oh, so what are you here for? You're or for the auction, obviously, but what product are you most interested in?
They're asking in terms of items that are up for auction.
Yep.
Shit. Would we have found out what kinds of stuff aside from the cookbook?
Nope.
No. Okay. Damn. I think he's going to evade the question then. He's going to say, oh, well, it sounds like there's a variety of things that have piqued my interest, at least a little bit. I don't really have any specifics that I'm willing to divulge at this point, but I'm keeping my eyes open.
All right. Well, that's a smart move to do.
How about you?
Well, I should reply in the same fashion. Say, oh, I'm kind of thinking about it. I don't want to give you a leg up to outbid me or something.
Oh, but how boring is that?
Right. I have to say the Edenites have that struck a chord. That was something.
Do I know what that is?
No.
Edenites.
Edenites.
Okay. Is it a stone?
You don't.
I'm not asking.
You don't
okay.
know. Yeah.
He'll just nod. Interesting.
The other one says, "Oh, Edenites, not quite for me. Those lenses is what I found much more interesting." And then they kind of like start like almost arguing. They're obviously friends, or they know each other.
Okay.
Although
sure.
You kind of get to know that they're from different companies.
Yep.
And you also get to know that they influence the market and stock prices, even though they're in technically competing companies.
Yeah. Yep. It's an oligarchy.
Yes.
So what I'd like to do in that situation is try to push with like specific questions to learn two things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, are the things they're talking about, Edenites and lenses, are they actually real? Do I get the vibe that they're talking about real things or that they're bullshitting me? And then number two, what are they?
Okay.
So I want to try to extract that information from them.
What would you roll for that, you think?
Well, I've got Humint. I think that might be a good one for the first one.
Yes.
If you want. And then I've also got either a straight, what is that?
Charisma.
Confidence Man, which is a charisma roll, 85, or Persuade is 80.
I'd say go with Humint and Confidence Man.
Do you want me to roll Humint?
Yes, just.
Okay.
Just for the hell of it. Guess you crit. I don't know.
38. Okay. No, not a crit.
They're not making these terms up. They're things.
Okay.
There's no, like, complicity in when they say it. It's more like, oh, yeah, that was really interesting.
So, but they both recognize the things that each other are saying as
yes.
looking as I get the vibe. They are talking about items that are up for auction.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then do you want persuade, you said, or
confidence, man. So charisma.
Oh, cool. 29.
Okay. The details as they kind of talk about it, and you see that they don't really include you in the conversation, but they look back to you all the same. You have infiltrated your way in the conversation, and you're part of it. You just yep. have to ask a couple of questions at the right time and give a couple of answers, and you're good.
Yep.
What you learn in maybe a span of 15 minutes, tops. Maybe probably less than that.
If that, yeah.
You learn that the Edenites are in the back of the mansion in what they call the garden, and you understand that it's an actual garden. And for the lens, you have a feeling that it's not what type of lens. It's not glasses or anything. It's more like a telescope.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking.
And you kind of have the feeling that they're not like really secured. There's security around them, but that they're there to be shown off.
Okay. Is there any way I could find out, as part of that conversation, what sort of material the lenses are made of?
Sure. As part of that conversation, you understand that they have no clue.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. And the Edenite, do I get the vibe that those are stones?
No, those are living things.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So after pulling out this information and stuff and making a positive impression on these ladies, I think he would take his leave, you know, and bid them adieu and mm-hmm. move on to the next suckers.
Okay. Moving on to the next suckers, you see someone basically kind of like angrily walk around, like smoking a cigarette, just tossing it to the ground and just kind of stomping it with large black boots. A small, thin woman wearing some kind of like little black leather jacket with a
is she bald?
She is bald, and she has a tattoo in the back of her head. Mm-hmm. She has black like circle sunglasses on, piercings, and is wearing a chronometer around her neck. And she's just kind of like walking around and just seems unhappy, not talking to anyone and kind of avoiding eye contact as well.
She's wearing a chronometer, like a naval clock.
Yep.
A naval clock?
Yeah.
Like the super accurate synced clocks that you use to tell time in two places?
Not like a Flava Flav clock.
No. I mean, if she's the Lord of Time, I guess that makes sense.
She's wearing it as a large necklace. She is kind of... She definitely stands out. That's yeah, for sure.
I'm going to keep some distance from that one, but I would try to position myself relatively close by in case like she ends up in conversation. I want to hear what she's saying or what's being said to her.
Okay.
But I'm going to be focusing on other people.
Okay. I'll move on quickly to Crawford as you are exploring. So you're aiming for the basement?
Yeah. Aiming for the basement, I expect there to be like some security. So I want to not look like I'm part of the party. Like,
mm-hmm.
Maybe jeans and a black shirt, right?
Okay.
A tight black shirt, so I look more like security than I look like, you know, somebody that's there for the auction.
Gotcha. As you kind of wander around, you see employees kind of go to and fro. You're stopped eventually by someone kind of saying, like, sir, you should probably go down to the meeting room. That's where the action happens.
Which way would I go for that?
Just points, like, down the hall and you're right.
I go the opposite way.
Sir.
Like, I pay him no attention and just...
Yep.
Walk the opposite way, like, I know what I'm doing.
And then you hear sorry. Just kind of caught, like, oh, you work here or something, or you know where you're going. And just kind of walks away. I would have made you roll strength to just see how imposing and you don't, like... No one wants to like piss you off, but that interaction was enough.
this is the hospital all over again.
Yes.
So am I finding like?
So how do you go on trying to find the basement? Would be my question.
So like Jan is doing, I'm trying to map it out in my head, right?
Gotcha.
Like, find a wall, follow that wall around, I'm looking for obvious and hidden obvious stairs. Like, in big places like this, sometimes they have the stairs where they're not super obvious, but...
Yep.
My goal is down.
Okay. You kind of circle around, you explore. I'll go with what you kind of find and what you see. It's obvious that people are expected to be kind of around the larger kind of living meeting room. You see a couple of fireplaces along the hallways. They are lit. Temperature is very comfortable in the mansion. You see as you kind of like explore the right wing, and then you move on to the left one, kind of go up and down and map out the place. You see at the back of the mansion is this large kind of like glass bubble in which there seems to be an honest-to-God small jungle.
The garden.
Like, tropical trees, and like, it seems to be humid and everything.
Are there... Since it's glass, do I see a lot of people in there, or is it pretty... A bit, like, how dense are the people in there?
May make an alertness roll.
I got a fail at 74.
Honestly, can't see, because it's very luxuriant. You see trees, palm trees and large plants that are very vibrant. They seem to be in great health in this bubble.
And there's snow on the ground outside, or?
Yes.
I think that would be too intriguing for a boy from Nebraska to not go and look at that.
To go have a look at this small jungle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see, kind of going down, it's kind of set up. On the sides of the glass are these two men in black suits, wearing sunglasses and earpieces in their ears. And there's two other people currently kind of just looking. There's a large, maybe 6x6 or even 6x10, large window. Just like a slab of glass that shows you a view of what's inside this bubble. And you kind of see there's something in there.
Oh, God.
And people are just kind of like drinking champagne, kind of looking at it and says, you think they're going to eat soon? And then the other one says, no, it's once per day. Make a luck roll.
Is this a luck roll or an unluck roll?
Make it.
Oof, I did not.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, no, wait. I don't know if I did, because the way Matt's been doing it is I just tell him. I don't actually have a statistic for this.
you want to re-roll it or not?
No, I think I'll stick with a 68, because I feel like it could get way worse.
Okay. So you just kind of have a look, and you see movement in there. Like some kind of branches being moved and like kind of fluttering in there. You see a pale, it seems to be like an honest-to-God hand, very, very pale, kind of just reach out for something, just kind of, like, grab something, but you're not even sure, but that's all you see in there. The two other people that are next to it, kind of observing, just kind of say, it's boring, and they leave.
What is happening in there?
There's something in there.
Do I recognize, like... Okay, so let me tell you what I want to do, and you can tell me how it works out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get through the door by explaining to them that some kind of species of plant needs my attention.
Okay.
Basically, I want to use my farming knowledge to sound smart about plants to get through the door.
Okay. Make a charisma roll. With a minus 20%.
Oh, so fucking close. 10 off. So I rolled a 44, and my charisma is 50, but minus 20 makes it a...
Oh, no.
You kind of ask one of these security guys, and there is indeed a door. Just a bit farther down the hall, with an obvious, like, something electronical next to it. Probably need a key card or something. He just kind of looks at you and says, just does not know with his head, and says, rounds are already been done today.
My bad. I was misinformed. And just keep walking.
You hear coming from the front of the glass, someone ask, excuse me, Are they going to do anything soon, or are they going to eat? I've heard they have quite the mode of alimentation, and I'd like to see it. And you can someone reply, not yet, sir. They usually do it towards 7. That's a shame.
What time is it now?
Oh, it's 7, and they meet like you've passed 7 in the morning, so they probably mean it in the evening, later today. Right now, it's probably around, I don't know, 1.
I would make a mental note, but I definitely want to see the other two's reaction to such a thing.
Mm-hmm. As you leave, you hear a, hold on. Excuse me, sir?
I'll stop. Turn around. Yes?
We've met somewhere before, haven't we?
Am I larger than this person?
Yes, for sure.
Just kind of smile at him and be like, I doubt it. I don't get out much.
See this man, finely dressed. These beautiful shoes that as he kind of approaches, you make a kind of nice clanking sound. Just kind of throws back his head a little and has this nice smile with very rectangular, beautiful white teeth. It's a very nice, charming smile, but there's something behind it, slightly behind it as well. The man seems kind of vaguely Arabic or maybe Egyptian. This nice kind of like short black hair offers his hand and says, no, I definitely know you.
Is this one of the guards that's dressed in black, or is it one of the party goers?
Seems like a party goer.
Okay, gotcha.
He offers his hand and says, Alzis, Stefan Alzis. Nice to meet you.
Of the world.